ladies, gentlemen, and disappointments. We are coming to you live from the Woman Caves in New York and Connecticut. My name is Leslie.
And my name is Melissa.
And we are Verbally Disastrous. This podcast is copyrighted through the U.S. Copyright Office as well as the Writers Guild of America. Hello, everyone. This is your host, Leslie M. Jasper, of the Verbally Disastrous podcast that can be found on over 20 podcast platforms, including YouTube. For this episode, I decided to share with you about my first 7 weeks as a brand new site safety manager. I got an opportunity to work on a project that is in Forest Hills, Queens. The project entails 3 20-story buildings within this complex. So it's exciting because it's work that I've not really touched on. I come from the electrical background, so it's very different than what I'm accustomed to witnessing and having experience with, but I'm up for the task. This project is a 1-year project between 12 months and 14 months. What it entails is a giant 20-story scaffold. Now, big scaffolds are put up in New York all the time. So what's the big deal about this one? The difference is there are these breezeways. It's like a concrete walkway that puts one space and joins with the other space. And there's no other means to get into the particular end space without having to walk onto this breezeway. So now these breezeways are cracking. They have temporary shoring supporting them at the moment. So the pipe scaffold is custom engineered, has to be approved by New York City Department of Buildings. The scaffold has to be created by engineers who take into account soil calculations as far as what the load can be handled for the weight of what this scaffold is going to be when it's fully erected. So there's all these pieces where you got to have structural supports in the parking garage down in the basement so it can properly support the foundation, because not only are workers going to be on it, we also have tenants who have to walk out onto the walkway, go around, so to speak, around the walkway to get into the other space. So it's going to be fascinating to see how that plays out. It's going to be fascinating. Since there's actual patrons walking on the pipe scaffold and not just construction workers, you have to make sure that they're safe. Everything looks in order. I's dotted, T's crossed. No debris on the deck, on the pipe scaffold. Proper signage. Proper safety measures. The nets have to be intact at all times. Lighting has to be in place at all times as well. It's going to be, once it gets rocking and rolling, it's going to be an experience to watch how they transform the old breezeway, demolish it, and then put the new one in. How that process is going to look from cradle to grave. So I'm really looking forward to learning on this project. I had put my resume out ridiculously on Indeed and Monster. So I ended up getting a call from a particular safety contract. They do safety and engineering in Manhattan. The gentleman who had given me the opportunity is a pretty good guy. He, very smart man. He was born in India, born and raised. He came here for school. I think he's a gentleman, a delightful person. I'm glad to have crossed paths with him because I see him doing big things, morphing into a big time business owner in the future. I know he's in the process of becoming a U.S. citizen. I'm rooting on the underdog that he shared with me, his original story of not having a jacket and working in a gas station and going to engineering school. I applaud him because he came from the ground and he clawed his way up to where he is, and he's still climbing. I see that. We talked about beginnings together, the struggle. So I respect anybody who not only starts from the bottom learning English, I mean, he's got a language barrier. If you have to learn another language in another country and then figure out, navigate from the ground up and build yourself, and you didn't have anybody to help you, I find that super admirable. So I have a ton of respect for him. So then my next buddy that I get the pleasure of working with, he told me if I was to mention him, I can refer to him as Mike the Greek. He's a good guy for a person who's green as hell, and that would be me. I'm essentially following his lead, and he's showing me wonderfully, like helping me out as far as telling me exactly what we need and what to look for, what to write in the reports, all the little details that are needed to be the best that you can be. You know that there's going to be a lot of paperwork, but you see it when you actually get immersed into your first job. So I'm week 7, I've completed. I'm going into week 8 of this new adventure. We can't start until 9, so it's a 9-to-5. As a former night owl, I don't mind getting that opportunity to stay up a little later than I normally would and then go to sleep and not have to get up at 5 or 4 in the morning. I'm actually grateful for that. So even though it makes the day really long, but kind of feel like the day's kind of shot anyways. I mean, it is what it is. The part of being a site safety manager is you have to be there as long as any crews are there. So I have to provide coverage. I sign documents through DOB because one of the buildings, it's signed under my name. There's a site safety manager that occupies each of the buildings. So I have one building, Mike the Greek has the other building, and the third building, initially it was Boss Man. I'm going to give him the nickname Sing. Boss Man comes in when there's nobody on site to provide the spare coverage. So then the third guy, I call him Stockbroker Eric. He's all day long thinking about stocks, moving money, making decisions, calling up his broker. He's very, very involved in his stocks. I find him amusing. He's got like this really dry sense of humor, a little quirkiness to him. Tells like dry, corny jokes. So sometimes you just look at him and you shake your head and you go, yeah, I thought I was an interesting person. He's got me trumped. The first week is pulling out binders, brand new binders, organizing things, making sure you have every permit on the job. You got to know when they expire to make sure you reach out to the vendor, whoever it may be, to have them replace it. Everybody has to carry insurance. And as a contractor, you have to have carry insurance. Your insurance expires at a certain time, and that usually is the indicator of when your permit expires, and you got to renew your insurance and then go renew the permit. So it's a good way to make sure people keep their permits intact. I mean, more so their insurance intact. They can't work with an expired permit. There's a tremendous amount of paperwork that you gotta have posted on every level of every floor in the main entrance when you walk in. Obviously books in our space. There are other people working on the complex, so you have to make sure your permits and their permits, an inspector from the Department of Buildings comes in that he knows to look at your stuff and not like somehow accidentally look at their stuff. Especially if there's could be any problems. You don't want any violations. The first day that we have a DOB inspector come on site, I'm nervous. Very nervous. I think my first knee-jerk fear is doing something that I'm not aware that is a problem and then getting a violation. Not just a violation for the building, a personal violation. I had heard that there was some guy on a job that was writing out his log, his daily log, out ahead for the entire week. That you get a personal violation. I believe the fine's in like the thousands of dollars. So you get all nervous about that. I'm green and I don't know all the rules. Maybe I do, but you gotta get comfortable in the environment, in with the groove, and probably drop the whole like overwhelming vibe. And, oh my God, this is like something I'm doing for the very first time. Am I doing it right? Is there something I'm missing? So it's good that I got on a project with some really smart people. More so that they're willing to teach me. Let me know, hey, you could clean that up a little bit. you're missing some information. I'm actually grateful that I got good people so far on the project. So now, stockbroker buddy, he is leaving in about 2 weeks. He gave 2 weeks notice because he's going to bigger and better things. So now we're going to get a new guy, which is to be determined whether the guy is ultra safety. You have to wear your construction goggles when you go to the bathroom kind of guy. You know, the guy who wears a mask when he's in the car and no one's there. That's what we're concerned about. Hopefully, the person that comes on board is a good person, does what they need to do, but not like ridiculously over the top. The ball breaker. You're looking to shake up the crew or something, like make people miserable. The hardest part was the first couple of weeks because I'm a night owl. If I'm in between projects, I'll be up till 2, 3, 4. I think I've been up as late as 7 in the morning. Fell asleep. Maybe I'll be up around 11 or 12. Start the whole day over again. Do the exact same thing. So when you have to switch gears, go to sleep, try to go to sleep earlier, like 10, 11, and then get up at 6. 6 isn't bad. I've had to get up at 3:45 to make my way down because I was up in the suburbs north of the city, so you gotta do a lot of commuting. So I had to change things up. That was burning me out. Sitting in the car for 4 hours a day, between 3 to 4 hours a day, was wearing on me. But this project, I feel like, why leave if I don't have to? Because I want to learn. Now I'm tapped into this network of other site safety managers. I never wanted a WhatsApp because I always felt like that's like an extra layer that you don't really need because my block feature works pretty good on my phone number. But in order to tap into that whole network of people, I connected on there. Actually, Mike the Greek is like a social butterfly, so it seems like he's got all these different kinds of connections, even working nights, days, weekends. There's some good people out there to know because they know where to go, where all the work is. So that's one of the positives of landing. Another positive, I'm working as an independent contractor. That's different. I have my own general liability insurance. I got workers' comp. At some point, insurance, but right now I'm a veteran, so I'm going with that. You get to write off things, whereas before I didn't get to write anything off. That's something that's unique. I have had a sole proprietorship since 2012, so I'm doing an S-Corp now. It's a whole other arena than what I'm used to. Used to working for the union, having all the benefits that come with that. So it's a change going out on my own. It's a new start. Excited about going out there and learning something totally new and getting some really neat experience along the way. So I'm sure I'll post videos once the pipe scaffold starts rocking and rolling to show some of the coolness, some of the stuff that's going on as far as that process. Yes, so between my new project that I started and my children's book, Not All Girls Play With Dolls, I have been rather busy, engrossed in that, so I've dropped off the face of the earth with the podcasting. I apologize, but I figured you guys are all worker bees too, and you understand that you only have so many hours in the day, so you gotta make the best of what you got. I'm gonna circle back around when things kind of die down. So I actually have the Not All Girls Play With Dolls on paperback. It's an ebook for Kindle. It's in the process of being approved for Nook. I have to check to see if it's now approved, and I have it on iTunes. So my next move is to get it on Audible. So far, so good. There's times where I feel like there's not a lot going on right now because the sidewalk shed has been erected, which that's the requirement whenever you're doing work, pulling permits and doing work. It's facade work. I don't know if it's considered facade work, if it's a breezeway, but it's a concrete deck. The sidewalk shed has been erected, so now we're in between where they're trying to get final approval for the pipe scaffold. So there's not a lot of crews on site, so there's time to blog and promote my books, Construction Tales and Not All Girls Play With Dolls. So I'm going to reach out in the next couple of weeks and try to put the book in front of different people. So My goal? I would love to be a New York Times bestseller. Now, my children's book, I decided to loosely make it off my childhood teen years. It's not entirely true. You take the good and you throw away the bad. And you make a childhood fantasy story that empowers young girls and boys to follow their dreams, even if they're considered non-traditional in nature and people don't like it. Too bad. Don't take no for an answer. If you're smart, strong, and determined, you can do anything you set your mind to. So that's the theme of the book. Well, that's all I have for now on my little update. Actually, I just sat in a construction fire safety manager class. So those are some of the things that I'm also trying to accomplish, adding extra certs to my safety credentials. That's all I have as far as an update on that project. I thank you kindly for listening to me ramble about my new job. As I had probably mentioned earlier in a podcast episode, I earned my construction health safety technician credentials, associate safety professional credentials, and my certified safety professional credentials. So I needed all of those in order to get the license for my New York City DOB site safety manager license. If I get anybody to request exactly how I accomplished that, I will do a podcast episode on it, but I gotta have some people ask me about it. Anyways, I thank you for taking the time to listen to me ramble about my new job. For more information, head over to my website at www.constructiontales.com. I wish you a great Sunday. Peace out, Cub Scout. This wraps up another episode on the Verbally Disastrous podcast that can be found on over 20 podcast platforms, including Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Deezer, Pandora Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. For more information, head over to our website at www.constructiontales.com. I thank you for listening and have a great day. This podcast is protected through the U.S. Copyright Office as well as the Writers Guild of America.